When we go out to eat, we never agree on where to go.
I want burgers!
Pizza!
Tacos it is.
The one thing we do agree on is we all want unlimited high-speed data. That's why we switched to MetroPCS.
Stop by MetroPCS with the whole family and get four lines with unlimited LTE data for just $100, period. MetroPCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Requires new line. During congestion, the fraction of customers using more than 35 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video streams at up to 40p. No tethering. See store for details and terms and conditions.
The following podcast is a W2M Network original production. Visit W2Mnet.com for all of our other great podcasts, plus news, reviews, articles, and opinions from the worlds of wrestling, video games, football, and entertainment.
Hello and welcome to the Microsoft E3 2018 press conference reaction analysis podcast, whatever. We are one short from the video, if you watched that, and Sean Comer is not going to be with us for this one, but he promised to be here for Bethesda. So we got the regular crew, of course, myself. I'm your host, Sean Garman. Here with me as usual, Mr. Mark Morrison.
Howdy.
And along for the ride as well, Mr. Randy Isbell.
Glad to be back again.
Well, Microsoft did exactly what we said. And whatever a lot of other people said. I'm not trying to make like we're awesome predictors or anything. But they came out, all guns blazing, even freaking teased their next Xbox. So now the whole thing's going to be next year is, are they showing that off? Let's see what happens there, but they started and ended strong and had a lot of good things in between. They started off with Halo Infinite, which looked a lot like Halo 1. There's a lot of animals, and of course you saw the Master Chief helmet. You didn't really get to see a whole lot of other Halo things in it.
You saw a bunch of circles, that's close enough.
Yeah, I mean, do you think this is like an open world, like just Halo going back to what it was, the first game? I mean,
I view it as pretty much probably just an online game.
Just a shared world Halo?
Yeah.
I think that's what we saw a lot of from Microsoft, was a lot of their first-party stuff seems to be going the multiplayer route, because basically Sony's first-party just went, we have this storytelling down to a science, so Xbox wants to go back to being the party system.
That's fair. I think also they're trying to catch on to this. They know Anthem's coming, which technically is on their system, as is Destiny 2, but they want to have their own thing that they can promote, and why not do it in the Halo universe that will probably get people still playing Halo for a long while, and maybe they can do like Destiny, and whenever the new whatever the new Xbox is, they can just move that on to that system as well. Not a lot of details on that, though, after the fact of this, so just going to have to go on that speculation, but as a Halo fan, I'm excited. I'm not the biggest fan of what Destiny and Anthem do, honestly, but if Microsoft can figure out a between those two, I can deal with it.
What does it do for Halo 6?
I don't know. That's the thing, right? If it's more of going back to the beginning, then I think this is more just a side game. This is more of a like, well, maybe Halo 6 is not coming for a while, and they want to give you something Halo.
They did say in an interview or a tweet or something, I was listening to some other post-show stuff, but there's information out there that says that this is continuing Master Chief's story. So it's like 6, but not named 6.
All right, fair enough. A lot of people, everybody loves Master Chief way more than Locke, so totally down with that as well. Ori and the Will of the Wisps, Ori 2. Got something after that. It looked beautiful. Mm-hmm. And you had some new characters, some new... I guessing the owl is like your buddy, or...
It looks like the owl, like you... I think, like, you play with the owl for a little while, and then it gets taken away by that evil creature. And the whole, like, the point is to go rescue him.
Okay. I could see that. Yeah, I mean, I wonder, the story in the first one was so good. Mm-hmm. If they can touch that again, I mean, you're looking at... I mean, there's a huge load of games that are going to be competing for Game of the Year next year, but if it can capture that emotional tie, I think you're looking at one of the games we're going to be ranking pretty high.
Yeah, I'm so bummed that it is not till next year. I just want to play it now.
Yeah, me too. I thought that would be one of the big like announcements of, oh, it's coming this year. And nope. Microsoft had a lot of 2019. A lot.
Yeah.
Sekiro Shadows Die Twice is basically Ninja Bloodborne, if you want a comparison.
A lot of people thought it was going to be Tenchu.
Yeah, we thought it was, mm-hmm. Because obviously it can't, you know, you thought maybe Neo, but Neo's, Sony has a hand in that, so that's not going anywhere.
Yeah, but plus, Neo's also on PC, that's why I said Neo.
Right, but... they do stuff with PC quite a bit. I think also they wouldn't want to get rid of that character. People kind of have an attachment to that main character. So, yeah, unless this was just a completely... had nothing to do with that series. But still, this looked really cool. He's got a prosthetic arm, and it has a grappling hook, and it's a way for you to get through the game. I think
Devil May Cry.
Yeah. And apparently there's another demo that behind closed doors people got to see that we'll get more info on as well. This is of course also coming to the other two big systems, not Switch. Do you like this at all, Randy?
I've never really gotten into any of the From Software games. Like, I know they have a huge following. This looked more of the same, just in a different setting, so I'm sure they're going to fall for it, and maybe I'll give it a try, but it definitely looked really good.
It looked a little faster than like most of the From Software games, I thought.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. Ninjas being fast. But I want to see how they tie in the Dark Souls stuff in there as well, along with, you know, having to be... because some of the bosses sometimes in Bloodborne or Dark Souls and wants you to be quick, but I'd imagine that they have to mess with the bosses a lot more to make that work. Fallout 76 got shown, which was kind of a surprise considering Bethesda comes on right after...
Well, it didn't reveal anything, so...
Yeah, it didn't reveal anything.
It was there.
It's just a trailer to show you, I guess, the world.
Definitely get way more into that here very shortly, so...
And it's set in West Virginia, so I know one of our folks on staff, Jason Teasley, is from there, so he was excited. Yeah, I mean... I know both of you are big Fallout fans, so, and you have sort of differing thoughts on this game, so.
I hope it's good. Like, it looked fine, but I just hope the story, you know, how it's going to tie into, like, a story, or how important that'll be.
We got a surprise of a side story set in the Life is Strange universe, The Awesome Adventures of Captain Spirit. It's free on June 26th. I thought it was sweet. Like, you know, what kids, sort of like what kids do when they, with their imaginations, stuff like that.
Yeah, I imagine you'll probably play as that kid, like, in the next one.
Interest you at all, Randy, on that?
I'll give it a shot probably because it's free, but I don't know. Don't Nod made me upset with the way Life is Strange went. But again, it's one of those things where I keep giving these kind of games a try. Like I was talking to Robert earlier because I just finished Beyond Two Souls, and it seems like every time it's like, oh, all these choices make a big difference, and they never do. So I've kind of fallen off of this genre because I haven't seen anyone yet that really can make it where all these choices matter, and it's just them telling a story, and some of them can be good, some of them are boring. So I'll give it a try because it's free, but meh.
Yeah, fair enough. I couldn't get into Life is Strange. I might give this a try since it's a different side story, but maybe. Crackdown 3 got a trailer.
An annoying trailer.
Yes.
With Terry Crews talking way too much. There is such a thing as too much of a good thing. Microsoft, just let it go. February 2019 for that one. Metro Exodus got an official release date after it got delayed to February 22nd, 2019. So those games are coming in the same month.
And what's the other game that's coming out February 22nd, 2019? There was an EA game.
Anthem.
Anthem, yeah. So basically, February 22nd, just get ready.
Yeah, get ready.
Either that or four of these games are getting delayed.
But I wouldn't be surprised if Metro gets moved.
February is stacked.
Yeah, January and February, because Kingdom Hearts 3, of course, at their orchestra, got the announcement of January 29, 2019 for the release date of the game. They got to show off a Frozen world, which I'm excited about that. Very much like Robert, my daughter doesn't need Frozen. She just needs to see Mickey and Donald, and she's ready to go. But you give her Frozen, and she's going to be sitting there on my bed watching me play constantly. So that's fun for me. She'll get her into a game. Maybe she'll want to play by herself. So I'm down for that. Getting her ready to play games before Pokemon comes, where she's going to want to play a lot. But, I mean, anything from, I mean, we pretty much knew Kingdom Hearts 3 was going to have a Frozen world, but anything from Metro, I thought, kind of just, that's Metro. I don't know that we learned anything else from the last year.
I thought Metro looked good. I actually thought Kingdom Hearts was kind of bad. Like, that voice actor for Sora is terrible.
I feel like I'm going to see who his name is and go, aha, that's him. Like, I know I've heard him somewhere. I couldn't place it.
Like, it didn't sound like, Haley Joel Osment. And I know he's older.
Right.
But he still sounds kind of similar. You know, like, he does okay work. Like, he was doing the one for Kingdom Hearts 2.8.
Right.
That wasn't that long ago.
Ah, maybe something happened and he wanted too much money or something. Who knows? We know how Disney is sometimes with wanting to pay people depending on the thing.
Yeah.
The only thing I noticed about the Kingdom Hearts trailer was that their song choice was weird because like, it seemed like the voice acting was much louder than the song, and I think that was more just drawing than anything. Well, but at least, you know, it has a release date. I should have taken somebody on a bet that it was not going to be released in 2018, and they just went, screw it, it's 2019, so we don't have to worry about it.
It seemed like the trailer was missing sound effects.
Yeah, that too. I also think they wanted to emphasize the fact that, hey, it's in English now. Let you know, we're almost there.
So. It's not in good English, so...
I thought Forza Horizon 4 looked really good.
Mm-hmm. And that's why you have Forza there every year. It's there. Look how beautiful games can look.
It's set in Britain. It has dynamic seasons, and they showed you all four seasons. And there's going to be a 60 FPS mode on Xbox One X. And, hey, you know what? This is a much more... It's an easier game to play than the... You know, numbered Forza series is actually coming out this year, October 2nd. And, and it's a shared world as well, which...
Yeah, that's like Test Drive Unlimited, which is pretty cool.
And Then we get the whole thing about them buying or coming and grabbing five different studios.
They grabbed four and they made one.
Yeah, so they made Compulsion Games?
No, they made
The Initiative.
That's it, yeah.
Which we got nothing on what kind of games they're going to make, just that they're making games.
Now, to me, that announcement was, hey, we have a new system coming, and we just bought all these properties that are going to be making us games to start next gen.
Yeah.
Yep. Pretty much what Randy hit it. But, three of them were people that were making games for them anyway. Go ahead.
Go on.
Well, and Dead Labs is making State of Decay. Playground makes Forza Horizon. You know, the only surprise was Ninja Theory to me.
When they announced Playground, I think I said during the chat, I'm like, I thought they already owned that studio.
Yeah, seriously, I was surprised when that news came out when we talked about it before, that it was like, they don't own that studio? Okay. That's surprising. Whatever. Division 2, I thought this really dragged. I'm not a Division 2 person. I know you are, Mark. So.
I thought this looked too similar to the first game. Like, I like that well enough to an extent, but also, the chat, that didn't help at all.
It was better than the last time. It's still never great, but it was better than the last time they did it.
Well, like the last time, I got the feeling that this was kind of smoke and mirrors. Like, Ubisoft is kind of notorious for having, a really good demo.
Yes.
And then having the game come out and not look as good. And it's like, what the fuck happened? And they never address it.
No, but I never played The Division, but the people that I know that played it seem to enjoy it, thought it had some issues. So hopefully, with The Division 2, it's the same kind of gameplay. As you said, it seemed pretty similar, but they fixed some of the stuff, so... I don't think, from the friends that I have that played this series, I don't think they wanted something completely different from them. So,
yeah. And I don't know that March 15, 2019 is far enough away from some of these other big games that it's like, how many of these big games are people going to be able to play? You know?
It's tax time. That's the new thing. Not screw Christmas. Tax season.
That's true.
You bring out the big game.
Well, it's all about fiscal Q1, so.
Yeah, I get it out there right before it ends, and March 31st as well, so. It's going to be a stacked year if they all come out during that time period. Shadow of the Tomb Raider got a trailer, and I will
be playing it.
Yeah, it looked really good. I like it. September 14th comes out this year, so.
I thought Nalora really needed a shower in that opening cutscene.
I felt like that's what that was. I got that skating game session. That's it.
That seemed bad. Like, the game itself seemed bad, but it seemed like they were trying to fool people into thinking it was Skate 4.
I agree with you. We all thought Skate 4. And then Session is like, oh, okay. Whatever. I could care less, so that's one of those moments I'm just kind of like, eh, whatever. Devil May Cry 5 is happening. They had the developer and the creator talk about it afterwards. They were super excited. This is the true sequel to Devil May Cry 4. And it has
Virgil. That game was such a winner.
There are people that like that game, or they wouldn't be making HD remasters for it. I know we get into this argument every time, but I know you're a huge fan of the DMC game more than, this or whatever. But I thought it looked really, really good. I don't know who the girl in the glasses is supposed to be.
Bayonetta Light.
Maybe if she does anything other than just be there with Virgil.
She seems kind of annoying.
Well, we'll see. Maybe they fix that.
Yeah.
Before the game comes out. Something I'm super excited about. Cuphead gets an expansion. It's called The Delicious Last Course. Comes out next year. Another game that I was like, oh, why? Why not out right now or something? You get to play as Miss Chalice. And it promises more of what you love from Cuphead.
It just keeps reminding me that I need to get around to playing that game. It's one of those games that came out in the last year or two that just I haven't gotten around to.
Get ready to be playing that game for a while.
I'm ready. I just haven't gotten around to it.
The bosses are freaking evil at times. Ugh.
I love it.
I don't blame you at all if you switch over to the easy
thing
once or twice.
Come on. I just go for it.
I'm excited for this, but I want to see really what it is. Because it's weird, because the My Hero Academia game already has something like this. So now we're just getting the Shonen Jump animes all together in one thing. And it showed off Naruto, Goku, and Luffy from One Piece. Alright. I mean, if this is Bandai's take on, like, the Marvel vs. Capcom or whatever, I'm down with that.
It looks like a bad 3D or 3D fighting game, which is how most Dragon Ball and Naruto games are.
You're not wrong until the last one with Dragon Ball.
Yeah, that was 2D. So that all, I mean, that's...
Yeah.
If it was like that, I'd be all for it, you know.
Dying Light 2. I know.
That's a surprise.
They showed no zombies.
At the end they did.
I mean, yeah, at the end, barely. But they didn't show any zombies in like the town. It was kind of interesting.
Is it, do they only show up at night?
No.
That's what it sounded like in what is going to happen now.
Yeah. But in the first game, they were all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, they made a bigger deal about the story this time. So that's a positive.
I mean, Chris Avellone knows what he's doing.
And Battletoads? It's Battletoads.
Yes.
I love it. It'll have Cuz co-op, three players.
Super excited.
Love it. 2019, though, it's like,
Probably February 22nd.
Could you imagine they all just come out?
And I told Robert after the fact that they're remaking Battletoads should make him more confident that in the next couple of years they will do another Conquer.
Yeah.
So he can shut up already.
Plus, there's still rumors of the Perfect Dark Zero game, but we'll see if those are ever true or not.
I liked Perfect Dark Zero kind of at the time, but if you want to talk about a game that has not aged well, play that sometime now.
That's why they got to remake that, so it will play well. Like with Battletoads, maybe they won't make it as obnoxious, but we'll see. See how that goes. Just Cause 4 got a trailer. It's coming out in December, which I feel like it's had that release date one time before. Hey, they had tornadoes.
Yeah, I hope you have to stunt position them. Like in Twister.
I'm not the biggest Just Cause fan, so.
I kind of am. Like, I'll give it a shot.
I am a huge fan of Gears of War, and they have three games.
They could not be more similar.
Yeah,
I didn't see what the second one was. It was like
it's a Gears RTS tactics or... game.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, the stream we were watching, like YouTube, like basically like froze right there, like right when the Funko Pop one ended.
So they made a Funko Pop Gears, which I have all those, which was kind of
Isn't that it looks like it's mobile.
It's a mobile game, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And then Gears Tactics was just going to be on systems. It looks sort of like XCOM, but it's Gears. And then they showed a big trailer for Gears of War 5, and Kate Diaz is the main character that you play as. And, of course, the internet went nuts that you have a female lead. And at least the cool thing, I think, is I guess Cole's going to be your second player, so who knows how they involve the other characters. Go ahead.
People didn't really seem to like the last guy that much.
Phoenix? That's the bald-head guy. Or not the bald-head, the short-haired guy that was in the...
Yeah, it's Marcus's son. Like, they didn't really seem to like him too much.
Well, what do they want them to do? I love Marcus, you know, I love all the original crew, but I understand that the Coalition and all of them want their own characters for this set of games. And at least they're, for me, I think it's good that at least they're giving you both. And they don't abandon Marcus at all, so people kind of just have to deal with that, but I do think that it's okay for them to move on. And there's a lot of people that seem to be very happy about Kate being the main character for this one. So weird that they didn't choose Gears of War, though. I wonder if that means anything. If they just said Gears 5, the fact that it didn't say Gears of War, I don't know. But
the war machine finally broke down.
Then we get the end, which is Phil Spencer alluding to the fact that they're already working on the next Xbox. No surprise, because basically they know that they screwed up this generation and they have to try to... Probably what they're going to do is they're going to try to beat the PS5 to market like they did with the 360 and see if they can get a lead or something like that. My problem is you already just had the Xbox One X. You think you might burn people out.
Man. I don't think it's, like, who releases first. Like, it's who has the better games or who has the better platform. Like,
But if you release far enough in advance, they might take a crack at the next Xbox or whatever.
They could, but I think the problem is, like you said, like, what's fatigue with Xbox One X? Because the PS4 Pro, it doesn't seem quite needed with this generation. Like, there are games that support it, like, oh, you know, this game will run slightly better, or like slightly run faster, but most of these games, they're like, oh, you're gonna pretty much need an Xbox One X. Like with that Forza Horizon 4 game, they were like, oh, it's gonna run 60 frames per second on Xbox One X, but I was thinking how is it gonna run an base Xbox One? Like, what's that gonna be? Maybe that was just me, though.
Is Sean still with us?
Yeah.
Oh, crap. I thought I hit the damn unmute button, and I didn't. I started talking, and I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I made a point, and then it was silence, and I was like, did my computer freeze? Or
no.
It's okay. I was over here fixing a few things for our Bethesda stream in a minute, so I had myself muted, and then so I'm like, nobody's talking, so I started talking too. So, yay. Yay, technology.
So what do you think about... I mean, Sony's fighting off their own rumors about the PS5, right? But Microsoft just said, fuck it, it's out there. Like, we want you to know that we're working on the next one. Like, you think there could be some fatigue with that, or?
No, just Xbox went, we lost this generation, we got to be first. PlayStation is going, we're dominating this, so let's keep this generation going as long as we possibly can.
Yeah, I think Sony also knows the mistakes they made it for. They know as long as they don't introduce some ridiculous price point, they'll be fine. Or do some kind of, you know, online DRM or whatever. They're not going to really miss a beat there, but we'll see. They ended the whole thing with a Cyberpunk 2077 trailer that pretty much kind of just set up the world for you. Other mm-hmm. than that, not much in there.
Looked awesome, though.
Yeah. Like, I think it was Robert said, looks like Blade Runner.
No, I meets... said that.
Or you said that, okay. Looks like Blade Runner meets like a more tech happy world or whatever. I'd be down with that.
Is it funny that Fallout 76 and Cyberpunk's 2077? It only took 1 year to rebuild the Fallout universe, I guess.
Yeah. It's true. I didn't think about that. Some odds and ends. Nier Automata is coming to Xbox One in June or sometime this month.
No, like 2 weeks or 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I guess it's the 26th.
Probably. Sea of Thieves got 2 expansions. We got like 20 seconds of the Battlefield 5 story trailer that they made a big deal about during the EA conference. My God. Hey,
more would be on Microsoft. No, it wasn't. It was the same thing.
There's nothing. It's like, what the hell? PUBG got a new mode called War Mode. Okay.
I'm more interested in the snow map that they teased, just for the fact that if it can keep track of everyone's footsteps, if how much that'll mess, as my daughter is yelling at me.
Tales of Vesperia is getting a definitive edition, which is coming to all systems. Awesome. I love that game.
And yeah, that's one I'll try to get.
Halo, although, Master Chief Collection, Division, and Elder Scrolls Online and Fallout 4 are all hitting Game Pass today.
And no, they showed off an indie game. Master Chief is later.
But... Oh, Master Chief is later. Sorry. Forgot about that. And then after they showed off that indie game, Tunic, that looks like Zelda Link to the Past with a fox.
I'm playing the hell out of that one.
Yeah.
Oh, they made a new 3D Dot Game Heroes.
They did?
No.
I said if only.
Oh. I wish. Oh. That game was great.
Well, I mean, I thought they pretty much showed you everything. I mean, they didn't. I don't think they showed you enough of some things, but
But to me, they did this right. They threw a lot at us, and now the rest of E3, you can learn more if you wish on the games that you want. But I think they had all different varieties. I think each of us found a few games that we absolutely love, some that we didn't care about. But that's kind of the whole point of gaming, is there's so many different genres and so many different interests that everything that they showed is going to interest somebody. And I like that it was fast-paced. They had a few talking bits that is going to happen. For the most part, it was just trailer after trailer after trailer. What they showed 15 games that hadn't been shown yet. So that's always the exciting part of E3, even if some of those we don't see for a little bit, but some we still. The thing that I worry about is it seemed like Xbox was all smoke and mirrors, and it's, well, we have nothing until spring of 2019, but you wait. Once we hit there.
Yeah.
Like I've been saying, they don't have any games, like exclusive games the rest of this year except for Forza.
Mm-hmm. All their games came out already.
What, and, the two?
And the thing is, too, like, as much as I love the fact that they're embracing Game Pass, and I wouldn't be surprised if, not necessarily with the consoles that are coming, but if we do get to that point where the streaming consoles are what happens after the PS5s and the Xbox whatevers, then we will have to have a Game Pass-like system. And I like the fact that they're, you know, basically embracing that early, but I feel like that sort of also undermines them, because it's like, I kind of feel like, oh, well, I don't have to rush out to buy that game because I can just pay $10 whenever I want and it's there.
Yeah, it was pretty telling for like Sea of Thieves and I think a few other games, and they're like, oh, you know, 2 million people played this on Game Pass, and I'm thinking, okay, how many copies did it sell?
Probably not many if they're not talking about copies sold. I mean, Sea of Thieves was a new IP I give them credit for, but I don't think a lot of people were, like, that into it. And State of Decay...
That's the other one I was going to say. Like, I think they said, like, 2 million people were infected or whatever. That sounded like an STD or something. But, when tomorrow, when Sony goes, oh, God of War sold 4 million copies or whatever, they'll be proud of that fact. And, you know, it sold 4 million copies. It didn't sell 20,000 copies and have everyone just play a glorified demo of it.
I love that Kaz Harai was like, oh, 45 minutes before the PlayStation 4 third-party game preview event starts. Xbox, yeah. E3. It's true, though. A lot of their stuff was... It's third-party, and you don't have to buy a Xbox to get it. And... Like, I love Gears and Halo, so that's why I have an Xbox, aside from the fact that I knew at some point Rock Band was going to show up and that their DLC thing, if it worked, it was only going to work console to console, like, same family, so I had to make sure I had that for that. But it's like, the other stuff, I can get on my PS4, and most people probably have both systems.
Is it weird to anyone else that Halo 5 came out a year before Gears of War 4 and they showed more of this Gears of War than Halo?
I think they're farther along with Gears of War 5 than what
it is. I think Halo got rumored so much, they're like, here, we're doing a Halo, but it's so far away. But that's everyone was going, if they don't come out with Halo and Gears, Xbox is screwed. It's like, okay, see? Master Chief is still out there.
I don't know if they know where they want to go with Halo 6. So, they might just be doing that until they figure out what they want to do with it, because people weren't big fans of Locke, and I think they wanted to get away from Master Chief and go in his direction with 6, and there's so much backlash, they're like, oh crap, what do we do now?
Give Locke a girlfriend named Jessica Jones.
God.
I'd play that game.
I would too, but it'd be interesting how they pull that together. So, out of 10, what do you guys rate this press conference?
I probably have to give it an 8. Nearing towards a 9. Again, they showed a lot. Not everything is my interest. Not everything's first party, but, I mean, that's the whole point of E3, is seeing a bunch of games, so... 8 out of 10.
I'd probably say 6.5 or 7. Like, some stuff was just not shown, I don't think, that well. But some stuff did manage to pull off and was interesting.
For me, it's a 9. Well, I mean, I think there's a bit more personal stake in there for me too, because they showed off 3 of my favorite franchises in Ori, Halo, and Gears of War. They get Kingdom Hearts, got the Frozen trailer, which, you know, they could have done at Sony's, and maybe Sony has another world that they're going to show, who knows, but I think that's a big thing that Microsoft finally got to show them, because people kind of think of them as the afterthought of being on their system. Also, Cuphead as well, getting something, I think was... They hit everything. Everything that you've liked from Microsoft in the past... mostly, and the things that they know are good are people have been wanting. They kind of got you that as well. My thing is, a lot of what you want's not coming out this year, and I think that's a problem. But I guess we should already knew that, because when State of Decay and Sea of Thieves are coming out so early, you know that there's not a whole lot from them after that. But we'll see. And we'll see if all that stuff even stays into 2019, because you know there's going to be some things that move. It's going to be amazing if all that stuff actually comes out in 2019, but you know that's not how that works. So, all right. I think that does it for E3 Microsoft conference.
Especially since Bethesda starts in like 20 minutes.
Yes, exactly. We need to get on with Bethesda. And Well, you know, hit subscribe. You get the rest of it. We'll have Bethesda pretty quickly here after they get done. And then tomorrow is Square, Ubisoft, and Sony. So another full day of press conferences on Monday. So get ready for that. Until then, we'll see you later, everybody.
Later.
When we go out to eat, we never agree on where to go.
I want burgers!
Pizza!
Tacos it is.
The one thing we do agree on is we all want unlimited high-speed data. That's why we switched to MetroPCS.
Stop by MetroPCS with the whole family and get four lines with unlimited LTE data for just $100, period. MetroPCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Requires new line. During congestion, the fraction of customers using more than 35 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video streams at up to 480p. No tethering. See store for details and terms and conditions.